The football abuse scandal has been described by the FA's chairman, Greg Clark, as one of the biggest crises in its history. David Mellor was the chair of the Football Task Force in the late 90s and is a former Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport. Good morning, David.
Morning, Emma.
The FA has launched an inquiry. Are you confident in it and do you think it goes far enough?
No, I'm not at all confident in it. I think, to be fair to Greg Clark, he's a new chairman. He's not tarnished by the FA's perennial reputation as an unfit-for-purpose organisation, and he speaks with great sincerity. But you know, let's examine this a little forensically, shall we? They've appointed a QC. Well, I'm a QC. I wouldn't expect to be appointed to preside over an investigation. I would expect to be handed material and then be in a position to say whether it would stand up in court. In other words, you know, they're asking a butcher to do a baker's job, and then they're doing it with their internal resources. There's plenty of evidence from the late 90s that there was that dispatches programme that first revealed this. The FA could have referred that to my football task force to look into, but they didn't. And there's footage of the then head of coaching for the FA stalking past the filmmaker, refusing to answer any questions about sex abuse. So, you know, the FA, it's slightly like asking them to be judge and jury in a case where they themselves should be in the dock. What bothers me is, you know, kids are crazy about football. There's almost nothing they wouldn't do to have a future in football. That makes them vulnerable to exploitation by coaches, even more so than when poor Derek Bell, who spoke so wonderfully, I only heard the end of what he said, but spoke so movingly, even in, from his day. I mean, it's even more pressure on kids now. They're going to be much more inclined to do what the coach wants if they think the coach is going to advance their career. And so what we really need is for football to be given a clean bill of health, and that when parents send their kids along on a Saturday for training, they can be satisfied that these kids are not going to be abused. And an internal inquiry by the FA just won't do it.
It won't do it then. So what will?
Well, I said yesterday that the Secretary of State for Sport, you know, doing my old job, who isn't perhaps a household name, even in her own front room, bless her.
We're talking about Karen Bradley, yes.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, you know, if you went out in the street, we asked 100 people who's the Secretary of State for Sport.
Well, that's by the by, but you want her to do what?
Yeah, well, it's only by the by, because why do we have... No, it's not actually by the by, because secretaries of state should be doing stuff. They shouldn't have a title and not do stuff. All she did was put out a bland statement saying that she welcomed what the FA were doing. Hang on a minute. That's not what a government minister is for. I was a government minister for 11 years, so I have a little bit of insight into what government ministers are for. Government ministers are for doing stuff that
people
want the government to do.
So what's the stuff that she should be doing?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to
say. The stuff she should be doing, well, bear with me. The stuff she should be doing is getting Greg Clark to come in and telling him that she wants a rigorous external investigation led by an external investigator of distinction, the sort of job that John Stevens was asked to do in a different context years ago, the ex-Metropolitan Police Commissioner, and of FA, which has got plenty of money to spend $2 or $3 million a year on, you know, England, unsuccessful England football managers. What they should do is then pay for a strong external independent staff who go round every football club, certainly at least in either the Premier League or the Football League, and see whether a clean bill of health can be given to these clubs as to whether or not they rigorously check what happens during their academies.
And you don't think that could be folded into the abuse inquiry that's going into historic child sexual abuse being chaired by Alexis Jay?
Emma.
But I mean, but
I know, but exactly. Wasted on that, in my view. Because what they've been given is a sprawling remit to go into everything. And with everybody resigning, they're on their fourth chair. One way you can be absolutely certain that nothing effective would be done is to put it into that. No, this is not about historic. Look, let's try and analyse this in a properly rigorous way. There are two elements to this. The first element is someone like what we heard from Derek Bell wanting people to come forward. And when they come forward, the police should obviously see them and see what can be done to right the wrong all these years away. But I'm interested in that. But what I'm really interested in is what's happening in the future. It's perfectly obvious that clubs have swept this under the carpet. It's perfectly obvious that crew knew what, were told what was going on, chose to do nothing about it. Other allegations being made about other clubs paying people off. It's absolutely crucial that somebody gives the current arrangements a clean bill of health. Now, that's not for some inquiry into past sex abuse. It's now, and it's about ensuring effectively that clubs are certificated as being fit and proper to actually be entrusted with vulnerable kids.
And do you worry about children playing football at the moment?
Well, I don't know whether to worry or not. What I worry when I hear there's a whole subtext in what we think is the innocent game. People come forward and say they were abused. I worry particularly that if there's ever a moment of vulnerability, you know, a lot of people, a lot of kids, they watch football on the telly. Their parents think the kid's got a bit of talent. There's a lot of pressure both from the kid himself and from the parents to try and get him a future in the game. That kid, that teenager, is vulnerable to some coach telling him that he's got to do stuff in approved FA coaching manuals in order to get on. It's a potential point of severe vulnerability. And what has to happen is that parents know that whoever is dealing with their child is fit and proper person to deal with that child. All background checks have been done. And then the club are aware that the duty on them to ensure that nothing untoward goes on is an absolute one, not just something where they cross their fingers and hope for the best.
So David Mellor,
and sweep anything under the carpet when there's a complaint.
David Mellor then, as former Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, you sound like you think both the FA and the government are currently failing to address this matter of historic football
abuse. Well, I'm glad, despite my sore throat, I've managed to get that point across. That is absolutely what I believe. And having been, you know, on Five Live myself on 606, and having been a football columnist for London Evening Standard for 12 years, it was grist to my mill always recognising the manifest deficiencies of the FA, an unfit for purpose organisation. The fact they've now got a decent chairman isn't going to rectify the whole organisation. They cannot be trusted to sort this out. Absolutely no way.
Well, I should say, David Mellor, just listen to this. In response to these sorts of criticisms of the FA, the FA have told us that they have they launched their inquiry as soon as possible. It is being led by an independent QC. The inquiry is being carried in line with advice from the police. And on the aspect of cover-up allegations, the FA chairman, Greg Clark, said he really didn't know and was not ruling anything out because he hasn't got any of the facts yet. David Mellor, final question then. The comments that have also provoked ire and criticism are from former World Darts champion Eric Bristow, who essentially said these people who were abused as children should man up, confront their abusers and you know, go and sort the puffs out, to actually quote him directly from his tweets. He has since apologised for offending anybody. I wondered, from your memories of being as culture minister from those times, being in charge of sport, has our culture changed enough? Or do those comments reveal that people still think, you know, there's a macho culture to be protected?
Well, I'm going to leave Eric Bristow in the pit into which he's flung himself. The point is, there's even more pressure now on kids who want to do something in football, which is now the road to riches, although for every one who gets on a road to riches, there are 999 who don't. And let's just address quickly this FA point. A QC is not the person to look at the certificating of clubs as to whether they're fit and proper to have these kids. And where are the FA getting these people from, their so-called internal resources? I would love to know how many men and how many dogs are involved in that process. This is a serious issue which goes beyond football. It's about public confidence in whether or not we have allowed in this country a subculture of child abuse to breed in various aspects of our national life, and that is a matter which the government should try and take an intelligent and proactive interest in.
David Mellor, thank you very much there.